This is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Boy Zen here with your boy Chunk and your boy Booker. We're gonna give this podcast here a shot. Don't really know what we're gonna talk about. Coming up with what we were just gonna call ourselves was tough, even though I think it's pretty obvious who's who in the room.
I think not many people are gonna figure it out.
We'll see. I mean, I'm gonna be, hopefully someone listens to it so someone can figure it out.
Probably as secretive as the musical group Gorillaz.
What?
Wow, that is a great reference. What do the gorillas look like, Zan?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I couldn't tell just you what those groups look like.
Just a bunch of holograms out on the stage. Yeah.
Is that true?
Checkmate.
That's absolutely true.
That's
Booker, you've done it again.
Do
Booker.
People go to that concert? Do they have concerts?
Did Coachella put out Tupac?
What the fuck?
As a hologram? Yes.
Did they?
Yes.
But do people seriously go to Gorilla Con?
People were out there rolling, listening, watching.
I don't care about Tupac Coachella. I'm asking about the Gorillas.
Have you heard their once long Fun Days? Is that what it's called?
They drop go karts in the music video.
But they're holograms?
It's animated. They're animated characters.
So it's a cartoon?
Yes.
But I'm asking, do they have concerts?
Yes.
Do people go to
Obviously, it's not a concert, no one goes.
I don't get it.
Producer Booker, can you look up the next Gorillaz concert?
Already on it, August 3rd.
Wow.
We'll be there.
All right. So anyway, point is, I guess we'll explain how we got our names.
Trying to avoid government names here.
But that's really the main reason, and I literally might as well not even try. It is who we are.
I'll bet lead off.
All right, go ahead.
The name Chunk, obviously, is so far from my regular name. So far. And I guess the reason I got it was because over the past, year, two, or four, I've put on some weight, I guess. I don't know.
To be honest, not to be mean.
Summer 10.
I think you've looked the same the entire time I've known you. So I don't think I would have ever called you Chunk at all. I don't know. Am I wrong?
Booker? You see me in my prime physical physique. We've been locker room buds.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have like an alien body.
That's the most offensive thing anyone's ever said to me. But I think it's true.
But I mean, it's good alter ego. I love the idea of Chunk versus, you know, who you really are. And then you have, what you just got right, is Chisel.
Yeah, like about a week ago, someone called me my boy Treasy. Since we're going no government names, dropped the, I look at his phone, and what am I saved under? Chisel.
Okay,
so... And I'm thinking, you know, that's a good nickname. That's like a Greek god. But then what I'm hearing is high school days.
Maybe it's an oxymoron, he's making fun of you, I don't know. Because Chunk is your nickname too, right? I mean, everyone knows Chunk.
Everyone knows Chunk, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but it is good during, you know, bulking season, you're Chunk.
Yeah.
And then during the summer, you're Chisel.
Bulking season is about 10 months a year for me.
I mean, like, you have this great bipolar ego. So, like, when most of the time you're Chunk, and then when you turn on and do 10 push-ups before you go to the beach, you're just...
Alien body for days, baby. Alien body for days. I've never heard that before.
Like, I don't know.
What does an alien's body look like, Booker?
Have you ever seen American Dad or E.T.?
I've seen E.T.
E.T. is
it's just like, yeah, like...
Maybe the meanest thing I ever heard something anyone say to anybody. Oh, you have the body of E.T.
Beach Bizzle.
Jesus.
Wait, I need to hear this for my own self.
Government names. Fucking... Jeez. Be close to the mic.
What do you need to hear?
Explain an alien body. Like, who else has an alien body?
You're unique, man. There's not a lot of aliens.
I don't know many aliens. Like, we could put on Men in Black. I don't really know many aliens to compare you to.
I think the E.T. body, though, I mean, no offense, that's hilarious. You call someone E.T., that's just maybe the meanest thing I've ever heard. Just happened to be Chunk, but I mean, such a great diss, though.
Yeah, right. Tight tits, Booker. Tight tits.
All right.
So hey, Chunk, go home.
All right, Booker, you want to explain how you got your alias, I guess?
Well, just like me being a mistake, my name was also almost a mistake by my dad wanting to call me Booker.
What's your dad's name, by the way?
Buzzins.
The legend.
The legend.
Don't know why that was his name. I'm sure a lot of I'm sure a lot of your moms out there probably know.
Buzzing.
Munching bucks.
If you guys didn't know the innuendo I was going for.
I just wanted to make sure because it might not have came through. Thanks, through Chuck. The
mic. Parents almost named that after you being a mistake. I mean, the whole just run up is funny.
Well, I overheard my mother tell my cousin
alien body is so absurd. I can't do it.
Chuck, we're over it. Turn the page. It's me time now.
Yeah, I mean,
selfish. Right?
I thought we were done.
We're 12 minutes in. These kids still talking about themselves.
Maybe we just call it the Chunk Podcast. Anywho, well, my parents were getting a little wasted the one night.
Halloween, right? That's right.
It was a Halloween night.
What was your mom wearing?
I don't know. She's probably Princess Leia.
I don't want you to ruin it. I love to just picture. Whatever you
want. You know what? You guys can make your own picture.
Yeah, I enjoy
Basically, they were wasted after a Halloween party. 9 months later, just comes this guy.
Right, and your
Big Booker.
Your dad almost named you Booker.
Yes.
I mean, you would have been a different person if your name was Booker.
I'd probably have a lot less friends. Yeah. I probably would have got, like, made fun of a lot more.
Booker, I had something to say to you. What's your theory on people either hating you or loving you right away? Actually, mostly 90% hating you right away.
This is very interesting because there's a lot of situations I had when I meet people with my strong personality. It's either like, this kid's the man, or oh my god, he's so hot, I'll accept his personality, or this kid's
the man. Wait, what was the middle one?
I forget. I'll accept
his personality.
He's so hot, they'll accept his personality. Okay.
I don't know why, it's just, but usually the first time, if they do hate me, it takes another day or another meet for them to finally like me. But most of the time, it's
another
just
another one day or one meet?
Like, the next time we meet, they'll accept me.
The first time I met Booker.
But most of the times, like, people's friends have to tell him, oh, he's just like, that's his personality, and they're like, oh, I guess I'll accept that.
The first time I met Booker, 9th grade basketball, we get done our game. First thing he does, before speech or anything, grabs his calculator out of his backpack, calculating his scoring average for the season. Jeez. We only had, what, like a loss or two that entire season? But, like, every game, no matter what.
Get mine. I'm going to get mine.
He's going to get his. Booker's going to get his.
Hey, man, you know. And that's... I don't know. If I give any more details, I mean, I don't know. Everyone knows who we are. I was going to say, that's how you end up with D3 basketball players. I mean, no one else is pulling a calculator out, calculating average points a game, so I don't know. You would be different. But you know what? You know what's ridiculous is I feel like people who get famous or, like, girls who are hot have, like, this people at work.
Ugly names.
No. People at work had, they went on a grouper date. They get one name on grouper. And the name was Kalina. The Kalina is a hot name.
That's like, a hot
that
name.
That girl should be either a smoke. Then the guys pointed out, like...
Or a 300-pound black
right,
girl.
Right, exactly. That's what they said. A 300-pound black girl. And it tells you on grouper, like, your interests. So this girl's interests were, like...
Fried chicken.
No. It's two truths and a lie. So her two truths were, like, I bought a turtle in the subway once. We don't know the two truths and a lie. Here's her three statements. I bought a turtle in the subway once... Which is
absurd.
Sounds like a girl, just fun girl, maybe. I read Harry Potter 5 times. Just sounds like maybe a fat chick reads Harry Potter 5 times. But duh, right? No, I'm kidding. She's a huge fan, isn't she?
She is a big fan.
But she's not fat. I'm just saying.
She's thick. No, in all the right
Jesus
places.
I was kidding. It was just a segue. Chunk. Jesus Christ. I mean, we're in the kid's house. Oh, my God.
What was the third one?
The two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I mean, reading Harry Potter 5 times is something...
You just pause after that.
Yeah. I mean, that has to be a truth. Because the other two were, like, kind of ridiculous. The two were maybe, almost dying pieces, and one was pretty good. I don't know how much I believe. I don't know. I just met this kid.
So if you go by our working title, which is... our working title is The Average Cox.
As the podcast. Team Average Cox.
Which would be, there's three of us, and by average works, there could be all sorts of cocks in this.
Right, so it doesn't mean all of us have, like, I don't know, your average cock. You know, one of us could have just an absolute fucking sledgehammer. While, you know, two of us are rocking maybe an average... an average dick and then maybe like a baby dick. Or, you know, there could be some combination of a bunch of dicks.
Who has the baby dick if we were to handicap it? I could book her all day. All day.
I don't know.
Of course, not the alien. Aliens have giant cocks. Everyone knows so. That.
I think aliens, I don't think they even need cocks.
I mean, aliens might come through their hands. You might not even have a cock. So, I mean, for as far as we know.
So your negative 3 inches you have. That's all average
yeah.
ones.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we're toying with the name Teen Average Cocks as the podcast. Don't know what we're really going to talk about on here.
We got a couple themes, or like, we have a little couple segments. One of them being thoughts, or...
Or just completely abandoning the idea of not using government names.
Oh, I forgot about
that. So,
Booker's thoughts or Booker's.
So, Booker. All right, so we're going to have a segment here where Booker just imparts some part of wisdom on us. Let's see what he's got for us here. This is going to be our first reaction.
Booker,
here.
Step up to the mic.
Me and Chunk have no idea what Booker's about to say.
I was thinking today, and I thought to myself, you know what? Having Tourette's is not such a bad thing. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think it's a terrible thing.
I don't think there's any like benefit. Like
the ability to curse in public.
It's obviously a benefit. That's cool, I guess.
Would you like a girlfriend that had Tourette's?
Why would I? I don't know.
I think most
What's the argument?
Yeah, there's
what if you're with your bros and you take this girl back to your room and all of a sudden she's in there and she's screaming all these curse words and you're like, wow, my man's really giving it to her.
Okay.
At that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So
I'm about getting mine in that situation.
So you're saying putting up with a chick with Tourette's is worth it. So when you're with your boys and you pull your chick into a room while your boys are hanging out with you and she's screaming fuck because she has Tourette's, it's worth it to have a girlfriend with Tourette's.
So
I can see it. Yes. In that scenario, having a girlfriend with Tourette's would be. Awesome, because your friends would... I guess your friends wouldn't know she had Tourette's, right?
How would they not know if you were with her the entire night at the bar or whatever?
It's really loud in bars. She's probably thinks she's drunk. She just yelling shit all night.
So, here's a thing. Not your girlfriend. If you met a girl who had Tourette's, and then that happened, that would be awesome. But having a girlfriend who has Tourette's, obviously... I mean, do you get a handicap sticker if you have Tourette's?
Because that's worth it.
Right.
That is completely worth it.
I don't know. That would be pretty legit, though.
Did you not research Tourette's before you came at us with this?
So we had this thought. Was there anything?
I'm not in my car. I get this thought. I'm like, oh, let me go Google it and find out all the greatness. But I'm just thinking, it's not that bad. Everyone thinks it's bad.
I mean, you worked with somebody who had Tourette's, right? Is that right?
No. No, I did. I did, actually. Yeah.
Didn't he just sleep a lot?
He used to fall asleep at work.
Is that
fall asleep at work, but then they let it go. They're just like, oh, it's okay. He has Tourette's.
So you're saying...
Did he get and you also get hired because like they have to hit a quota? Yeah,
it's not him just screaming shit.
Did he ever?
Like, no, he never did. He's more of like shaking.
I mean, it sounds like he's lying.
He could be lying.
George Costanza in this bitch, straight. Got the shakes.
I mean, I guess if I had to give a final vote on whether it's good or not.
Are we doing a vote of three?
All I
want to say is it's not as bad as you guys think.
I think. What do you mean? I don't ever want it. I don't ever, like, ever think, like, oh, I wish we hung out with someone with Tourette's.
But there's some positives.
Okay, so...
There's positives in everything, Doug. Like,
it's not the worst thing in the world, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone...
Is there a hot girl with Tourette's at your work, and you're trying to justify it to us now?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that's a Booker move right there. Absolutely
slugs at work. All right, I mean, my final verdict on this topic is... This was stupid.
All right, well, the next topic we have...
Well, what about you?
Oh, I vote no. It's not worth it.
It sounds like if we're giving your thought a ranking or a number, it was a 1. A 2.
I give it a 2.2.
It was creative.
Out of 2?
I mean, it got us talking, I guess.
Okay.
So, I mean, well done.
It sounded better in my head.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it.
No problem.
It's the thought that counts.
Thanks for the effort.
That should be your tagline. The thought that counts.
We're going to have to go in and hit a lot of censored beeps.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right. I'm going to give you guys three fun facts.
Okay.
That are absolutely true. Half of them have to do with your nose, or a third of them have... two-thirds.
All right. Just...
Did you know?
Doesn't your nose and your ear keep growing until you're, like, dead?
Yes, Booker. That was one of them. Your nose never stops growing.
If these are going to be them, we're going to cut this segment.
Anything else, Snapple?
Yeah.
Your thumb is the same size as your nose.
You should put these in trivia questions, because I'll get them all right.
I think that one's wrong.
Your earlobes align with your nipples.
See, these are good.
That's good. That's good, right?
Even the thumb and nose one. I mean, no one can watch us do this.
Okay, what else you got for us?
I mean, those are my three, baby.
Those are three facts?
Yeah,
that's just one big fact.
So if you have a big head, you must have wide shoulders?
Wide set nipples.
That's true. Could just be wide set nipples.
So what if you, like, work out or a girl gets breast implants?
I think augmentation takes
your
away.
They'll naturally align. Over time, they'll naturally align.
Your body's a natural compass.
No. Do your nipples move when you get implants? No. They're still where they were. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they just move up or down.
Tits and then
they don't sag left or right.
They're not really that great.
I don't know how, like, specific the lining up is. It's not like the North Star.
When Q sent those orangutan titties.
Okay.
Those.
A little aggressive.
Yeah, man. He did. I mean,
We all saw them. They'll be up on our Tumblr page for everyone to look at.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, those two were interesting. The first one was maybe a fact everyone's heard, but that was brutal. The thumb to nose, thumb being as big as your nose. I mean, I did it. I don't know if I necessarily agree.
I don't see that being, like, accurate with, like, Shaq.
But what about me? Like, where does your nose end?
Or Rondo. Rondo.
Or, like, did you ever hear the old thing where, like, if you make an L with your hand, it's the size of your dick?
What, from here to here?
With the L? Like a 90-degree dick?
No. From the base of your thumb to the top of your pointer finger.
It's bad news for me. I am the bottom of the average cost.
Mystery solved.
Booker, fist pound.
I didn't hear that. I hope it's not true.
Hey, man, you go to the bathroom, you tell us what's good.
It's a fucking, what is this, a protractor?
All right, well.
So, I mean, that, man. We kind of, thanks. This is kind of going to be what this is, I guess, just us winging it, you know, talking about random shit. Maybe we'll jump into sports, but, you know, there's so many people talk about sports. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll figure it out. If you listened to this and made it this far, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And if you have any sort of feedback or anything we should talk about, definitely let us know.
Hit us up on our Twitter accounts that you have no idea are, but you should know.
Should we give that away? Or should we say it?
I think people will know when we're promoting.
Okay. Maybe almostchill.wordpress.com or that's not right. You can send emails to almostchill@gmail.com. I apologize. And let us know. That's about that, huh? We need a good send-off. We gotta work on that.
Well, see you later! Hold on.